Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There is a big difference between having information and understanding it. We can have a lot of information about Allah and the religion. However, this has no value, since computers too can have information, and so does Iblis and Fir'aun, as the Quran says, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ. They rejected despite the fact that they knew within them. And so we realize that we're after something more deeper than just information. What is that? The verse tells us that the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sent to us لِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ, so that those who have information may know that this is the truth from your Lord, and as such, فَيُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ, they believe in it. Belief is this knowledge that one accepts as truth and submits to it, and is also expressed in one's actions, as the verse carries on and says, فَتُخْبِتَ لَهُ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts become humble. Or in other words, this person is transformed from within, as his worldview and what he perceives as truth is much deeper and clearer. What you and I are after is that knowledge and understanding which comes through faith and submission and encompasses our hearts and is reflected in our actions. A person once came to Amirul Mu'minin and asked him if he had seen Allah, to which the Imam replied, مَا كُنْتُ أَعْبُدُ رَبًّا لَمْ أَرَهُ, I am not someone who would worship a Lord that I haven't seen. The person is very confused, and so the Imam corrects him and said that Allah is not seen with these physical eyes, but rather رَأَتْهُ الْقُلُوبُ بِحَقَائِقِ الْإِيمَانِ, the hearts understand and see him through the reality of faith and iman. This is what you and I are after, a true understanding of Allah. And this awareness and depth of knowledge is what we call faith, which is acquired through accepting established knowledge, acting according to it, and expressing it in our actions. The Messenger of Allah once told Abu Dharr, Ya Abu Dharr, u'budi Allah ka'annaka tarah. O Abu Dharr, worship Allah as if you see him. This requires a person to elevate his faith through understanding, reflecting, and submitting. When we embark on this journey of faith, then for sure, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, Allah will guide those who believe on the straight path.